healing from rejection. Scripture, John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Reflection, rejection cuts deeper than almost anything else. When the man who was supposed to want you most, your father, walks away, criticizes, ignores, or abuses you, it plants a lie that echoes for years. Something's wrong with me. I'm not worth wanting. I don't belong. That rejection can shape everything, how you see yourself, how you approach relationships, how you even approach God. You might hold back from people, expecting them to eventually see the real you and leave. You might perform, achieve, or hide, all to avoid being rejected again. But Jesus offers a different verdict. John 1:11 says he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Jesus knows rejection intimately. Betrayed, abandoned, mocked, crucified by the very world he created. Yet in the next verse, he turns to everyone who has ever felt unwanted and says, if you receive me, if you believe in my name, I give you the right to become a child of God. This isn't a second-class status. It's not probation or pity. It's full rights as a son. Belonging, inheritance, intimacy, permanence, rejection by an earthly father does not disqualify you. Receiving Jesus qualifies you completely. The lie says you were rejected because you're rejectable. Jesus says you are received because I have made you receivable. And now you are mine. Healing from rejection begins here. Letting the Father's acceptance in Christ speak louder than the rejection of your past. You are not defined by who turned away from you. You are defined by the one who gave everything to bring you in. Real life connection. A young man grew up with a father who openly favored his brother and constantly told him he'd never amount to anything. Those words became his identity. He lived reckless and isolated, convinced no one would ever truly want him. At a low point, a friend shared John 1:12 with him. For months he wrestled with it, but slowly he began to receive Jesus not as a religious figure, but as the one who wanted him the day he finally believed he was a child of God. Not because he deserved it, but because Jesus gave him the right. He said it felt like chains falling off, rejection lost its grip. And for the first time, he began to let himself be loved. Questions for reflection. One, what specific words or actions from your father or lack of them made you feel rejected? Two, how has that rejection shown up in your relationships, choices, or view of yourself? Three, when you think about being given the right to become God's child, what emotions rise up? Relief, doubt, gratitude, fear. For what would change if you truly lived as a fully accepted, wanted son of God this week? Prayer, Father, thank you for Jesus who was rejected so I could be received. Thank you for giving me the right to become your child, not because I earned it, but because he paid for it. Heal every wound left by rejection. Silence the lies that say I'm not wanted or worthy. Today I receive you again. Jesus, I believe in your name. Let your acceptance wash over me and drown out every voice of rejection from my past. Make me secure in my place as your son in your name. Amen. Action step this week. Every morning look in the mirror and speak John 1:12 over yourself out loud. Because I have received Jesus and believed in his name, I have the right to be a child of God. Say it slowly 3 times. Then carry that truth into your day. When feelings of rejection surface, repeat it quietly. Let God's declaration of your acceptance begin to overwrite the old messages.